this is Jean Latshaw for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. We subscribe to five, and sometimes we'll get a little supplement somewhere along the way from another magazine. Everything comes on its own schedule, so we get what we get. Let's begin with a little reminder from Women's Day that April 8th, is Zoo Lovers Day. Might be a good time to put on a zoo show on the TV. There's some great ones out there, the Zoo San Diego, Mega Zoo, all kinds of them. We love them, you can tell. Also from Women's Day, Passover is April 1st through the 9th. So ongoing if you're listening to this on the 6th when it broadcasts first. Life Lessons by Steve Leader, Woman's Day's Rabbi in Residence. The most painful mistakes in my life were caused by arrogance. When we think so highly of ourselves that we act as if we're above reproach and consider others to be lesser, we might be successful, we might be feared or fawned over, but we will also live a more friendless, loveless life. There is a reason pride is the first of the seven deadly sins. At this time of year, Jews literally eat, a reminder of humility. During Passover, we avoid foods with leaven and eat a flat, tasteless cracker called matzah instead. Matzah is also called the bread of affliction. It recalls the Exodus, when we fled for our lives in the middle of the night with no time for dough to rise and be baked into bread. The leader of our liberation was Moses. Why did God choose him? Because, as the Bible puts it, when we first meet him therein, Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. There is great power, perhaps the greatest power, in humility. Passover, and matzah specifically, invites us to humbly recall where we came from and to feel deeply for others who are oppressed today. According to the sages, everyone should have two pockets, each containing a slip of paper. On one should be written, "The world was created for me," and on the other, "I am but dust and ash." It is the tension between these two points of view that leads to wisdom. There are so many broken families, so many broken hearts. Why? Because it is hard to reach into the pocket of humility where it says, "I am but dust and ash. I am not special. I am not perfect. I am not the center of the universe. I am not without flaws and fault, without foolishness and doubt." Leaven makes baked goods fluffy and full of hot air, and people can be like that too. Matzah reminds us that humility is what makes forgiveness and love possible. Without it, we are lost. From Woman's World, an intimate celebrity memoir, the iconic Liza Minnelli is stepping into the spotlight again, but this time the story is all her own. In her new memoir, kids, wait till you hear this. The EGOT-winning legend, and EGOT means Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony, gives us a behind-the-scenes look at her life. Born to megastar Judy Garland and director Vincente Minnelli, Liza shares personal stories from stepping out of her parents' shadows to facing addiction, enduring broken marriages, and more. In the book, Liza, now 80, opens her heart by sharing secrets and memories and celebrating her rich life of supreme artistry and activism. And here's a quote from her. "In my book, there is dish, delight, hurt, and heaven. High notes, low notes. Knock me down 9 times and I'll get back up 10. Most of all, there is so much love. Daddy, mama, my siblings. Yes, my marriages, friends, and each of you who lift me up." So I'll spell Minnelli in the book. Kids, wait till you hear this. From Woman's World, keep waking up at 3 a.m. Here's why. To say it happens like clockwork is an understatement. It is clockwork, literally. Every night, or more accurately, early morning, you find yourself wide awake, staring pleadingly at the alarm clock, as if it had evolved AI capabilities and could answer your question, Why do I keep waking up at 3 a.m.? While your nightstand may not have the answer, our experts do. Here's the surprising reasons. You may be finding yourself in this all-too-familiar position, plus simple strategies to help you finally snooze soundly. Three common sleep sappers. Before the Industrial Revolution, people slept in two shifts, explains Jeannie Gorge, MD, assistant professor of clinical medicine or sleep medicine and neurology at Penn Medicine. Known as biphasic sleep, this meant going to bed shortly after sunset, waking for a brief period in the middle of night to tend to tasks, and then sleeping until morning. But this began to change when the widespread use of artificial lighting allowed people to stay up later. Brighter evenings gradually shifted our internal clocks. Waking up briefly can be normal if we return to sleep within 15 to 20 minutes. But an inconsistent sleep schedule can confuse your internal clock, making it harder to sleep through the night. Here she shares common reasons your sleep cycle may be disrupted. First, lack of exercise. Exercise in the morning or afternoon helps regulate your body's circadian rhythm to allow for earlier melatonin release, making it easier to fall asleep and stay asleep. Daytime napping. While a 20-minute nap can recharge your batteries, daytime snoozing has its downsides, especially if it's too long, too often, or too late in the day, says Dr. George. We all have a sleep drive that builds up throughout the day. But if that pressure is offloaded with a nap, there isn't as much incentive to sleep at night. And alcohol and caffeine. Both alcohol and caffeine can fragment your sleep, says Dr. George. Indeed, a study in Sleep found drinking alcohol before bed significantly reduces rapid eye movement or REM sleep, which is integral to forming new memories, as well as slow wave sleep, or SWS, the most restorative stage of sleep. And caffeine can make it harder to doze off in the first place. Then, five sneakier triggers. If you've ruled out the most common sleep stealers, it's time to consider underlying health conditions that may be affecting your sleep quality. Integrative sleep medicine physician and women's sleep expert Valerie Cacho, MD, shares what else might be causing overnight wake-ups. Biggie, sleep apnea. One of the most common reasons I see women over 50 waking up around 3 a.m. is untreated obstructive sleep apnea, says Dr. Cacho. As we age, muscles in the tongue and the back of the throat begin to atrophy. When those muscles relax, the upper airway can narrow or collapse. If you're not breathing well, your brain signals you to wake up, which can cause gasping or choking. But 40% of women don't have those classic signs, she adds. Instead, we wake up for what feels like no reason. How can you tell if it's sleep apnea? You may have morning headaches or intense dreams. The need to go. Sleep apnea can lead to nocturia, or waking during the night to pee. When your lungs have to work harder to make deeper breaths, it creates a backup of pressure that transmits to the heart, Dr. Cacho says. The heart, in turn, signals the kidneys to create urine. That chain reaction can trigger you to wake up. Often this has little to do with how much water you're drinking, she continues. It's a sleep apnea-related issue. Hormonal changes. Night sweats can wake you up in a hurry. As Dr. Cacho says, rising body temperature is the opposite of what the sleeping body needs. But you may be surprised to learn that declining estrogen and progesterone levels in general make us lighter sleepers. Aging in and of itself leads to less deep and more disrupted sleep, she adds. Restless leg syndrome, or RLS, restless leg syndrome typically keeps you from falling asleep, says Dr. Cacho, noting that it's more common in women, in part because iron deficiency can play a role. And about 80% of women with RLS also have periodic limb movement disorder, or PLMD, which may be the more likely cause of 3 a.m. awakenings, she adds. This happens while you're asleep and your legs are kicking. Diabetes. This is a very important potential cause of disrupted sleep, says Dr. Cacho, explaining that the relationship between diabetes and sleep is a vicious cycle. If you're not rested and your cortisol levels are too high, you won't sleep well and your insulin won't work as well. And dips in blood sugar can wake you at night. So be your own detective. If you're not sleeping well, having blood work done may help, Dr. Cacho says. Check your ferritin and iron levels, since low levels can contribute to restless leg syndrome or periodic limb movement disorder. It's also worth testing your HbA1c or fasting glucose to assess your blood sugar and risk for diabetes. The takeaway? It's important to be your own detective because it's typically not just one thing waking you up overnight. From Real Simple, a sight to see, Mitzi. Raise your hand if your estate planning is in good shape. We don't see a lot of hands in the air. Meet Mitzi, that's M-I-T-Z-I, a new service that's about to streamline that tedious process. It's rolling out now on a state-by-state basis, and it offers some of the most important forms: durable power of attorney, which appoints someone to handle financial matters; healthcare power of attorney, making someone your proxy for medical decisions; and a designation of a guardian if you don't have a will. It also serves up stories, lending emotional and educational support, and sends regular emails with questions. Did you move? Did you have a baby? How are your parents? So it can flag when updates may be needed. The point is to help people do the things that will help their families down the line, says founder Katie Katz, an attorney who spent most of her career focused on this sort of work at financial services firm J.P. Morgan. Planning is a long, iterative process, and this helps people make the leap from something you know you need to do to something you can start in small bits and eventually get done, she says. If Mitzi hasn't launched in your state, you can join the wait list and get notified when it does. Costs for using Mitzi from $99 at hellomitzi.com, HelloMitzi.com. From Woman's World, turn kitchen scraps into culinary gold. The cooking habit that saves money, adds flavor, and protects the planet? Transforming humble scraps into delicious snacks, sides, and sweets, making every meal more creative and satisfying. It's like finding free food in your fridge. First, give soups a boost with Parmesan rinds. Always save your Parmesan rinds is one of my favorite mottos, shares Chef Patty Morrill Ruiz, who shares recipes at themadtable.com, themadtable.com. I keep them in the freezer and drop one into soups and stews for a subtle, salty finish. Making mashed potatoes? Toss a cheese rind into the cream and simmer for 10 minutes to give your dish an extra layer of richness. Next, whip up pesto with carrot tops. You can make great pesto from combos of greens, nuts, and oil for far less than store-bought pesto, says Jenny Claiborne, author of Sweet Potato Soul Vegan Vibes. In case you want the book, C-L-A-I-B-O-R-N-E, Sweet Potato Soul Vegan Vibes. I love pairing carrot tops with pumpkin seeds or beet greens with almonds. Toast nuts or seeds to boost the flavor, then pulse the greens, then add nuts or seeds in a 1-to-1 ratio and blitz while drizzling in olive oil. Season with salt, pepper, and chili flakes. Make sorbet with pears, I often buy pears at Costco and was frustrated when they'd start to brown before I had the chance to eat them all, says Claiborne. But since I've started turning them into maple syrup sweetened sorbet, I actually look forward to my pears over-ripening and will speed it up by putting them in a brown paper bag. To make that decadent dessert, core, chop, and freeze 4 overripe pears until solid. Blend them in a food processor with 1 to 2 tablespoons of maple syrup, a half teaspoon cinnamon, and 1 teaspoon lemon juice. Enjoy immediately for a soft serve consistency or freeze for an hour for a firmer texture. Add zing to rice with herb stems. Herb stems are full of flavor and a secret ingredient in many Latin dishes, reveals Morel Ruiz, who's known for her Cuban fusion recipes. After you've torn off the leaves, finely chop parsley and cilantro stems and add to rice or bean preparations for an infusion of zing. They lend a bright aromatic note that elevates simple dishes, and you'll be amazed at how much flavor often goes unused. And last, replace croutons with potato peel chips. Next time you peel a potato, scrub it first and save those precious peels, encourages Morel Ruiz. Let the peels dry on a paper towel. Then toss them with a little olive oil and salt or chili powder and roast or air fry them into crispy golden chips. They're delicious on their own or can be used as a crunchy crouton-style garnish on soups, salads, or grain bowls, she adds. From Good Housekeeping, the new rules of wedding gift registries. What couples want now? There's 3 offerings here. When it comes to registries, matching china patterns and crystal glassware aren't the mainstays they used to be. Today's lists feel far more personal, shaped by what couples actually care about, because many pairs already live together. Survey from Bowling Green State University found that cohabitation before marriage climbed from 11% in 1974 to 80% in 2022. They often have the basics covered, though a few upgrades never hurt. How couples build their lists has evolved too. Traditional favorites like Crate and Barrel, Williams-Sonoma, and department stores are still popular, but online platforms allow couples to mix gifts from multiple stores or let guests chip in for specific experiences or cash gifts. Pro tip, for 6 months after your wedding, online platforms Zola and The Knot offer a 20% discount on any gifts remaining on your registry. Not sure what to ask for or to give? Our picks, vetted by the experts at the Good Housekeeping Institute and tested in real homes, will help take the guesswork out of building a list. Whether you're into outdoor adventures, cooking, design, or simply getting cozy at home. And remember, says Emily Forrest, head of communications at Zola, it's your home and life you're building. Creating a registry is your opportunity to ask for what you really want. Most popular gift registry items, categories: 1, kitchen goods and gadgets. 2, home goods. 3, health products. 4, gift cards. And 5, technology. 81%, by the way, of couples have a wedding registry. 87% of couples create at least 1 cash fund. And 36% of couples use AI to help plan their weddings. And at the bottom here, I've got a little aside. Think outside the box for gifts that won't gather dust. And they've got 3 options. Consider subscriptions. Register for recurring deliveries you'll enjoy together. Think freshly roasted coffee, expert-picked wine, monthly florals, or meal kits that will get you both into the kitchen. Next, give to a cause. If you don't want traditional gifts, choose a charity fund that will let your guests honor your marriage while supporting a cause close to your hearts. And cash is okay, really. Modern registries make monetary gifts feel more personal, whether they're for honeymoon or house funds or shared experiences such as massages, cooking classes, or dinner dates. Making meals that work like prescription appetite suppressants. No matter your main type of hunger, applying this type formula to meals should substantially reduce your appetite, even mimicking drugs like Ozempic. If you're not hungry, you eat less automatically. They offer three tips. Swap processed for whole. The closer a food is to its natural state, the better it is likely at killing hunger. Start with veggies and protein, and eat carbs last. You'll blunt blood sugar and boost levels of the anti-hunger hormone GLP-1. And set eating hours. Limit meals to, say, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This cuts mindless grazing without deprivation. From Woman's World, take a mini vacation at home. Sip the unofficial Louisiana Mardi Gras cocktail and watch last year's new parade to feel transported to the Big Easy. That's New Orleans. So it's a hurricane cocktail. This makes one. Of course, you can always multiply it. 2 ounces of dark rum, 2 ounces of light rum, 1 ounce lime juice, 1 ounce orange juice, 2 ounces passion fruit juice, 1 tablespoon simple syrup, that's just a sugar mixture, 1 to 1, and 1 tablespoon grenadine. In a cocktail shaker, combine all ingredients in ice. Shake well, strain into an ice-filled hurricane glass, and this makes one, as I said. In the virtual tour, the 2025 parade, see 4 hours worth of exciting highlights from last year's Mardi Gras festivities. Watch Mardi Gras 2025 Parades video posted by WKYC Channel 3, available on YouTube. From Magnolia, chicken piccata pasta salad. Prep time is 10 minutes. Cook time is just according to the pasta package, and it makes 12 cups or 12 servings. We need 12 ounces of dried cavatappi pasta, and as you know, you can always substitute in whichever you prefer shape of pasta. 4 cups fresh arugula, 2 cups chopped rotisserie chicken breast, 1/2 cup thinly sliced shallot, 1/2 cup toasted pine nuts, 1/2 cup shredded pecorino romano cheese, 2 tablespoons capers drained, lemon vinaigrette, which I will have included at the bottom here, shaved pecorino romano cheese and lemon zest, optional. Bring a large pot of salted water to boiling. Add pasta and cook according to package directions. Drain. Rinse with cold water and drain again. Place the pasta in a large bowl. Add arugula, chicken, shallot, pine nuts, shredded cheese, and capers. Toss to combine. Add in 1/2 cup of lemon vinaigrette and toss to coat. If you like, top with shaved cheese and lemon zest. For the lemon vinaigrette, in a small bowl, whisk together 1/2 cup of fresh lemon juice, 1/4 cup olive oil, 3 tablespoons honey, 2 tablespoons Dijon mustard, 1/4 cup of kosher salt, and 1/4 cup of freshly ground black pepper. And this makes 1 cup. Half of which you'll use in the salad. To store. Store salads in airtight containers in the refrigerator for up to 3 days. Reserve remaining dressing in separate container and add as needed to moisten the salad. From Woman's Day, honey garlic salmon with horseradish sour cream mashed potatoes. So this is pretty much a whole meal. Active time is 20 minutes, total is 40, and this serves 4. We need 1.5 pounds Yukon gold potatoes cut in half, kosher salt and pepper, 3/4 cup sour cream, 2 tablespoons prepared horseradish squeezed of excess moisture, 1/3 cup pure honey, 1/4 cup soy sauce, 3 cloves of garlic chopped, 4 6-ounce skin-on salmon fillets, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 4 tablespoons or half a stick of unsalted butter cut into 4 pieces, and 2 tablespoons chopped chives divided. Place potatoes in a pot, cover with cold water by 2 inches, and bring to a boil. Add 2 teaspoons salt, reduce heat, and simmer until tender, 15 to 18 minutes. Reserve 1/2 cup of the cooking liquid, then drain potatoes and return to the pot. While potatoes cook in a small bowl, whisk together the sour cream, horseradish, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. In a second small bowl, stir together honey, soy sauce, and garlic. Pat the salmon dry with paper towels. Season with 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Heat oil in a large nonstick skillet on medium-high. Cook the salmon skin side down until skin is crispy, 6 to 7 minutes. Flip the salmon and add honey mixture to the pan. Cook until salmon is just cooked through and the sauce is thickened, 1 to 2 minutes. When potatoes are ready, add 3 tablespoons butter and coarsely mash. Fold in sour cream mixture, adding a little reserved cooking water to loosen as necessary. Then fold in 1 1/2 tablespoons of the chives, transfer to a serving bowl, and top with the remaining 1 tablespoon butter and 1/2 tablespoon chives. Serve the salmon topped with any sauce in the skillet and the horseradish sour cream. From Woman's World, apricot parfaits. I gotta do a dessert. This makes 6 servings. Active and total time are both 25 minutes. We need 1 3/4-ounce package of French vanilla instant pudding and pie filling mix, 1 1/2 cups milk, 1 cup frozen whipped topping, thawed, plus additional, 2 cups vanilla wafer cookies, crushed, 1 15 1/4-ounce can of apricot halves in syrup, drained and quartered, and optional mint sprigs. In a bowl, whisk together pudding mix and milk until thickened. Fold in 1/2 cup whipped topping. Divide cookies among 6 6-ounce dessert glasses. Divide evenly. Top cookies with a few tablespoons pudding mixture in each glass. Then sliced apricots and the remaining pudding mixture. Cover, chill until ready to serve, top with whipped topping, and if desired, mint. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. We hope you've enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Ladies Magazines is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5139. That number again, 919-832-5139. That is our all-purpose number. I'll do it again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Bye now.